Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
So that's what it do. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, we do have a 24-hour stream on monstrousradio.com. You dig? So, all right, a lot of things went on over this weekend. It's new music Monday. Looks like we got Cali Girl checking in already. I mean, damn, we just started. She here already? Let me go over here and say hi, what's up with her, and let's get us a Monstrous Radio ghetto weather report. You know, we used to have a weatherman, right? Yeah, we used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in food stamps, but he quit. He think he too good now. When I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So let's go over here and check in with Cali Girl at the top of the show. Wow. What's good, Cali? LBC in the building. What's the weather like? Hello.
It's hot. 85 degrees. It's hot.
Okay. That's not hot for California, though. I mean, is it it can't be too humid. Does it even get humid out there in Cali?
Yeah, it does. It can, and it's bad. And I got a surprise for you. Yep.
Okay. Definitely tell me at the, you know what I mean, when we break and we open up the lines, you're going to have me over here all anticipated over here like double dust. Like, come on, tell me.
Well, the surprise, you'll find out the surprise soon enough. As soon as you open the lines.
Okay. Okay, so let's get into
and
it,
don't,
y'all.
And don't don't check the lines until it's time to open the lines. Please.
Oh, shit, that must be a real surprise. Okay, that's what it do. We're going to see what Callie got for old-ass E-Monster. See what we got going on. She's going to bring me a surprise so big, I'm going to fuck around and have a heart attack. You dig? I'm just saying. So, hey, check it out. Over the weekend, I see somebody in the streets, and they like, damn, E, you got some really hot music. I didn't even know you really did music. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, how you think I even got into this radio shit? You dig? So check it out. They was like, well, let me hear some more of your music on Monsters Radio. So, all right, the first little thing we got is all good old-fashioned E-Monster. You like my music? Hit me up at monstersradio@gmail.com. If you don't like it, fuck you and delete me from Facebook. Hello.
Yeah.
Get your cash up, get your cash up, get your cash up,
go on, shake that ass up,
yeah. Get your mind right, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, papa keep you crying, guys. To get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up, better get your gas up, mash out and man up, you gotta get your grind right, gotta have your grind tight, you better get your mind right, we're inside on this limelight, out here we getting it, smashing through these lanes, yeah, the real recognize real, and these fake ones complain, when it comes to these things, it will always stay the same, yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring, when you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shit. You driving around them funny cars and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, step right back to this game. On bail with no shame, shit nobody said we were sane, or whatever was gonna change. And this game, real big game, always stay the same. Yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And
get your cash up, get your cash up.
Hello?
Get your cash up,
yeah,
shake that ass up.
Yeah. Get your mind right,
get your
mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Hey, papa,
keep your grind tight. Get your
cash up,
get your
cash up.
Go on, shake that ass up. Get your mind right,
get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Hey,
papa, keep your
grind tight. Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Lap dance, that's chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. Swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Bang these boys in they villains. Mad about they broads. She want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS don't. And get DDS don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Sell away, just keep it popping. On one ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Your papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Your papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake they ass up. But get your mind right, get your mind right.
Little mama, get your mind right.
Big papa, keep your grind tight.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection.
Damn,
girl.
But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Dust back, bitch. Yo, my nigga got a dust back, bitch. Try to warn him, but I won't trip. I'ma phone, let him slip. She got this nigga thinking he's a shit. Like he's the only one that fucked her in the whip. Now, ain't that a bitch? Nigga, the whole squad seen her ass. Now you wanna love that bitch, claim to love that bitch. Is that why you claiming with your cash? Cause you're sitting with a nigga on the app doing side shit. Always quick to be slick. Turn a bitch and nigga brick. She'll fuck a whole clique. You can't trust that hoe. I'm trying to tell you, little bro.
Got the dust back, bitch. Always trying to get rich. Off another nigga shit. Little dust back, bitch. Always trying to get hit. Trying to fuck my whole clique. Little dust back, bitch. Always trying to get rich. Off another nigga shit. Little dust back, bitch. Always trying to get hit. Trying to fuck my whole clique. That's a dust back.
She's the one that's always at the bar, running in and out of players' cars. Now, ain't that a bitch? This nigga bought her all them shots. Now she with another nigga dancing hot. Little dustback bitch, always on games, walking through the club, flashing her things, working real hard, looking for the stars. She ain't fucking you, now she's fucking your car, stealing bars in the tears. See your girl say you ain't shit. Fuck you with her nigga and her whip. Put them hands on you quick. You ain't stay on bullshit stick. Like I have a baby by snitch. Can't trust that shit. Now she in the spot. Twerking all around. Working for a shot. But you ain't hot. Got my nigga whole name shot. Cause he in the club. Hugged up on the top.
That's a dust back bitch. Always trying to get rich. Off another nigga shit. Little dust back bitch. Always trying to get hit. Trying to fuck my whole clique. Little dust back bitch. Always trying to get rich off another nigga shit. Little dust back bitch. Always trying to get hit. Try to fuck my whole clique. That's a dust back.
Yeah, that's one of my new tracks called Dust Back. When I eat Monster Run right quick, it is. Hey, that's what it do. Like I said, I ran into somebody this weekend, and they was like, damn, E, you do all this shit with the radio. I didn't even know you even did music. Yeah, I'm not only a DJ, radio host. I'm a producer, an engineer. I do a lot of things within music. Matter of fact, up next is a track that I got that's coming up. I got a female artist working on the last piece. So, hey, I'm going to give y'all a quick snippet, a preview of some shit I got coming up. A lot of people are liking this track. Some big-time people are like, damn, bro, that's going to be a hit once you finish it. So, all right, check it out. This right here is me and Dub Nietzsche. This is called Sexton. I'll see you 484. That's what it do. I see some old 612, some 651, 202s, 404s. And look, some of y'all running right now. I didn't say I was gonna open the lines. It is what it is. They got some new E monsters called Texas. Me and Dub Nietzsche. Oh wait.
Right here, cross my heart, hope to die, this bitch is fly. I'm asking questions, text her back like where, when, and why.
on the road and you doing shows. It can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, wherever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's
on the phone.
Track right there, Taylor, girl. You think they like that out in the Bay Area?
I like that track. Yeah, they were. I'm not in the Bay Area, but yes.
Oop, my bag. In LBC. My bag. That's what it do. So, hey, check it out. If you are, whether it be the Bay Area, LBC, shit, no matter where you at, that is on a mixtape that's circulating in your area right now. On an album called Dub Nietzsche, 80s Baby, you dig? I let him drop that verse on there. You know, he's got it on his mixtape. So, definitely, he got that. Check that out. But I'll be releasing it for sale online digitally coming real soon. Probably in the next 21 days, it'll be out there, you dig? So, be on the lookout for that. E-Monster, I'm on the comeback. I'm making a lot of motherfucking noise. So, that's what it do. So, hey. Is there any entertainment news out there? You know what we call it. We call it who's fucking who and who's getting fat. Anything that went on down there or out there in California over the weekend? Anything happening with them bushfires? And I'm not talking about y'all hoes burning motherfuckers. I'm talking about the forest fires.
Oh, yeah. Forest fires, that ain't nothing new. It happens every summer. Ain't nothing new.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's up with that? Y'all do get them, like, every year. Is that something y'all just used to that shit?
Yeah, we used to it. It's either somebody set it on fire deliberately, or it was done, or it just happened on its own because of the drought. And where it starts at is, like, it's, like, 107, 105 degrees out there. So it gets really hot. So, you know, you can... You know, people smoking mm-hmm. and then throw the cigarettes, not thinking, and boom, there you go.
That's where it usually comes from, people throwing their cigarettes.
Yeah.
Out the window. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Or people camping
that's
and not paying attention and, you know, pouring, you know, water on their little fire, you know, around the campfire
mm-hmm.
and stuff, you know. You know what
okay.
you do when you go
okay.
camping.
All right. right.
Yeah.
Hey, so you seen that NWA movie yet?
No, I have not seen the NWA movie yet, but I am going to go see it. I'm going to go see it probably next week before I go back to work.
Oh, okay. That's what it do. Hey,
see,
make sure you go see it in the theaters, because I tell you, here in the Twin Cities, I'm pretty sure it's everywhere. They're saying that, you know, it's online or whatever. I don't even want to know where the source is. But there's a lot of bootleg of that movie going out. They're even talking about how decent a quality the bootleg is. Because as y'all know, some of the bootlegs be bullshit. I wouldn't buy that bullshit. I don't give a fuck. You did? Because the quality is so bad. But they're saying it's really good. But a lot of people aren't buying it. Some people are downloading it and watching it, but they're not buying it. They're still trying to make sure all the people within NWA, you know what I mean, from the movie production. They're trying to make sure them brothers still get their money. So you dig? So big shout out to all you moralized criminals out there that even though you ain't going to pay for it, you're like, fuck it, I ain't going to destroy the rest of the brothers' game. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
mm-hmm.
it is. So big shout out to all y'all out there. Make sure y'all go check out that movie, NWA, because I still ain't seen it yet.
I want to go see it. I'm definitely am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back into some more of the music. look, you are smart. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
because
right
see,
I wait.
She said, I wait.
Okay, hurry up because my spice is on the phone.
Okay, my bad. I got two tracks. Then we come back. You can tell us why you wait and your surprise and all that type of stuff. I got two tracks and we're going to come back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. 424-243-9649. Hit us up. I open up the lines and two tracks. This right here is some new DJ Loaf. Big Sean. It's called Back Up Off Me. Who is?
If I fucking make you come, you gotta promise not to stress me. Don't be blowing up my phone and don't be leaving voice messages. I can do you right, I'll do you better than your exes. I told that nigga to stop and he was talking out his necklace. See, the difference is with me, I never needed niggas ever. I leave him where I met him, I ain't tripping off no exes. Goons in the cut, try to talk you out your necklace. If you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. I said, woo, I said, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me at the legend. I said, woo.
Up off me, they want my backs and coffins. Just so cold and itty, and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie. My mama fronted me that money, so it's no backup, homie. Bitch, so back up off me. Bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, check that my niggas packing. You get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it. Yeah, that's salad, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing. Ain't no salad on me. Me and Jake together, holy matrimony. Yo, it's hard to smile and shit when they ain't free. One, I got real ones on trial and shit. Fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle and shit. The check is seven figures, I might try and dial this shit. And if I fucking make you come, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately I've been messing with girls who tend to own shit on their own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock, I did everything except panic. Feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums, she gon' hold his dick like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She like,
Casey Veggies, a monstrous Monday. What are you,
monsters? I'm about to be here forever. I'm not no posada or fag. Your girlfriend is missing on trips. She just chilling somewhere on my pad. TV in the building. I'm making a killing. I fill up the bag. I look in the mirror. It couldn't be clearer. The boy got that swag. Biggie Smalls, nigga.
booth, I'ma be living proof. I'm the voice of the youth. They don't got a clue how I'm staying the same, but everything new. Shout out to the baby mama's paying rent. Like I gotta get it, yeah, I gotta get it, yeah, I gotta get it. I'm waking up early in the morning, I started from sleeping in class. My teacher didn't think I would be shit, I guess I ain't doing that bad. Young and rich off rap, I'm not just anybody. My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody, anybody. It's my year, no, I don't hit anybody. Anybody. I'm right here, no, I don't fit anybody. I'm so raw, I'm so street, I never talk to police. Young niggas, we so deep, this victory feels so sweet. I'm staying down with both feet, right around my hood with both peeps. She flies Angela Jolie, she gave me hair, felt like she had no teeth. Paying dudes with a blank check, if my dough up, it's a cake fest. Won't take a loss, but I take respect. Hit my goals in life, cause I ate the test. I bury haters, carry stress, but I'm very thankful. Very blessed, if I ain't the best, nigga, wage your bet and be ready when I come collect. Like, young and rich on rap, I'm not just anybody. My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody, anybody. It's my year, no, I don't hit anybody. Anybody. I'm right here, no, I don't fit anybody.
One time for my girls, that's really right. Yeah, she fuck with me and not just anybody. Stevie Wonder, I don't see anybody. I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody. Anybody, anybody. I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody. 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 I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody.
Young and rich off rap, I'm not just anybody. My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody. Anybody.
What? Yeah, anybody can call in, but your ass show better be monstrous. You dig? 424-243-9649. We're about to open up the lines. I got J Dirty over here. I got Cali Girl over here. But before I open up the lines and get into our discussion with them for the night, you dig? And I'm anticipating. Cali Girl says she got a prize for a brother. You dig? I'm just saying, last time somebody came with a surprise for me, we got into a fight. Yeah, they told me, I want to introduce you to somebody. They didn't know that was my ex. Yep, the one that stole shit out of my house. I damn near tried to choke her to death on sight. Ooh-wee, it was the best 30 days I ever did. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So you got to be careful when you surprise old-ass E-Monster. I'm just saying, you just can't pull anything out your hat, you little rabbit. So, all right, I'm going to get into this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? Y'all might know it as entertainment news. You dig? Well, I guess over the weekend out there in Cali, must not have been in Cali's neighborhood, or she would have known about it with her gangsta mafia, La Familia, looking ass. You dig? Apparently somebody robbed a Rolex store out at a mall. That's right. Somebody robbed a Rolex store, and they wasn't just packing little pistols. Hell no. They said they was running around with assault rifles and all kinds of shit. People said they seen them get away in their getaway car, but they couldn't figure out what kind of car it was. I wouldn't either. You dig? I'm just saying. It is what it is. So, hey, it's hot in California, and it's hot in California. It is what it is. So, all right, check it out. Have y'all heard the shit about, and it kind of pissed me off, because as y'all know, this is one of my little boo-boos of life. Did y'all hear about Drake and Serena Williams? They're having a tongue fight in a restaurant. He's just about a bitch. Let's see what the hell they talking about my little boo-boo is doing with Drake. Here it is. It says, Proof Drake and Serena are officially a thing They're at a, having a makeout session at a fancy Cincinnati restaurant Sunday night. TMZ got the pics. That's where I'm reading this shit from. Hours after Serena dominated and won the WTA tournament in Cincy with Drake in the crowd, the two hit up a uber fancy Soto restaurant in downtown where the motherfucking Italian food, the porterhouse is $85. Who gives a fuck how much the food was? He was kissing on my boo-boo. That's what it do. So Drake and Serena now, huh? That's what it is? That's what y'all into? Okay. You might end up with just some common problems just on PC. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Ooh-wee. Now, a big show is about ready to hit back on TV. All y'all waiting. I know y'all is. I'm waiting, too, and I don't even like TV. Get it? It's coming on Fox. It's called Empire. Y'all seen in the news. That's an empire that's having an empire of motherfucking problems. They're getting sued by everybody except for the motherfucking mailman. I'm just saying. There's another guy who's saying the whole idea was stole from him. It's like five motherfuckers saying it's their idea. Who is telling the truth? It is what it is. But he's saying he won $500 million. And he don't want nothing on his EBT. This is what it says. It says, imagine Empire with Shaft in the lead role. Can you imagine that? I'm just saying. That was the vision this one guy had, but it never made it. And he now believes the creator of the show owe him $500 million for stealing his idea. Again, a guy by the name of John Astor White is suing EP's Danny Straw and Lee Daniels as well. As Image Entertainment and 21st Century Fox, claiming he shopped around a show called King Solomon. That would have been a good-ass name for the show. King Solomon back in 2007, which bears a lot of similarities to Empire. Ashton White claims his show would have starred Richard Roundtree. Jeff said thanks, though. Said no thanks, I'm sorry. And was about a record executive and his family and their battle over the company. He goes on to say, the people he wanted in it, he wanted Diane Carroll, Alicia Keys, Kanye West, John Goodman, George Hamilton, and Angie Dickinson. But he's saying basically his show was supposed to be the style and elegance of Dynasty meets The Sopranos with a sprinkling of The Godfather. That sounds about right. But he's trying to say where he lines up to sue people is in the same comparison to like how Marvin Gaye has now won his claim. You dig? Marvin Gaye III has won the claim, you know, against all, you know, the other stuff. Also, the show has also been sued by a guy with the Jackson family connection and by a woman who also claims she's the real cookie. If she's the real cookie, y'all better break her off something or get some milk with them cookies. I'm just saying, that's what it is. Let's see, I know there's a couple more things over here in the entertainment news, but, you know, I'm not all that motherfucking nosy. I'm nosy a little bit, but not that nosy. But I guess the last thing I'll throw out here, Hit the Quan rapper calls out Chris Brown on an incident. I guess Chris Brown was performing, you dig? And he had a hole in his pants and his crotch was showing. Oh, wait, I'm going to let y'all go over there to TMZ and find out all the information on that, on the rest of who's fucking who and who's getting fat for audition for this week on a Monday night. So let me go over here, check back in with Callie and Jay Dirty. Let me say what's up to Jay Dirty first. Say what's up to my dude. What's up, Jay Dirty? What's going on, brother?
What's happening, what?
Shit, nothing much. You know, trying to get a little crunk on the radio, trying to get my little energy is up, you know. It's Monday. We got to get the week going. Nigga, if I can't inspire
already.
Yeah.
Already. I ain't mad at you.
Okay. So anything big you did over the weekend?
Come on, man. You know who you asking, bro? Come on, bro.
I be knowing.
I ain't do shit but get drunk by my damn self and fall asleep. And county sheep and all that good shit. Though, so
Next question. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm just saying. Ain't no motherfucking furniture as comfortable as drinking at the crib. I'm just saying. For real. Because sometimes I'd be at the bar slapped. I'm like, damn, I wish this was my couch. so I could just lay out and finish watching this game.
For real.
You dig?
Yeah, I can drive my pockets. Yeah, I ain't got no worries. Yeah, I ain't got to put on no damn Air Force One to drink. I got my dollar store bedroom slippers on. I wear these bitches everywhere, though, but I paid about damn $6 for these bitches, and they flat and comfortable and all that good shit, and I done wore them all off of them. You know what I'm talking about? But enough about me. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like it.
So, all right, Cal, so go ahead and hit us with your surprise. What, I mean, what type of surprise you got for me? Don't be starving.
You just gotta go through the phone lines and find those surprise.
I gotta go. That probably was the 480 number that ran on us. But I mean, there's a couple people over here, but they normally just listen. I know what numbers these are. You dig? So all right,
okay.
We'll sit here chill for a minute. What the hell? Chill for a minute. What? I don't know. I don't even ask me.
Yeah, what the hell you been smoking?
Lord. Right, so put you here for a minute, chat it out, you dig, wait for maybe this special call to call in, you dig?
Yeah, well, the special call better call in.
Calls, there's a couple of special calls that have came that I have missed. I mean, some really big, French Montana called in before, I missed that one. Damn! Let's see, who else called in? I'm trying to think of dude's name. He had beef with, I don't even want to reference their names together. We're not even going to take it there. He's a New York rapper. I'm just going to say he got into an altercation in California. I can't remember dude's name. When I remember, it'll come back to me. He called in. I missed that one. And there was a couple others that I was like, wow, my bad. My motherfucking bag. I didn't know. I mean, how do I know? You dig?
For real.
You dig? I'm going to play petty. They manager should have called me ahead of time and said, look, brother, there's somebody calling in, and you really need to answer this call. It's a big-time person. We can't tell you who, but answer this number when you see it.
Right.
I'm going to play petty and put it on them. But it is what it is. And if you're a manager and you ain't petty, you got a problem, you call me. My number is 424-243-9649. Call me and let's talk. It is what it is.
Already, you know, or you know, if you can't get a hold of E-Monster, you know, you're welcome to call me at 1-800-FUCK-ALL, you motherfuckers. You know, that's the toll-free number and all that. You know, talking about, you won't get an answer. You know, we like to send people to voicemail heaven around, you know, but it's cool. I'll probably check the message, probably won't, probably delete it. Who knows? But just know that you left a message. That's all you need to know. You did your thing, and I did mine. Fuck it all. I got it in my system, 500 milligrams. Fuck it all. I took it just a minute ago. Cool.
As a fact, you got to warn me before you get a J-Dirty moment, because, man, I almost spit all my motherfucking drink all over the studio. You know what I mean?
It is
what it is. Ooh, boy, if I was in my 20s, I would have lost it. But, you know, OG do anything but steal his drink. We can be
already,
in the middle of a fight. I am not spitting out my drink.
Already, not a damn drop. Boy, that bitch.
Hell no. Shit,
for
that's
real.
Mine.
Plus, you from Minnesota anyway, so, yeah, you OG out there busy. You ain't dropping no damn drink.
Bro, we got it down to a science so good. Player, I'm telling you. You could fall on 6-inch sheets of ice, and bet you I don't tip, man, when dropping my drink. Sure don't. I'll be on my back with my hands.
You can get knocked out, bro. You can get knocked out. You can get knocked out, and you'll still have your damn drink in your cup when you come to. I promise.
That's OG shit. You know how them fighters and boxers be getting knocked out, they still be trying to punch and shit? I was passed out, still trying to drink my yak. It is what it is.
Man.
Don't judge me, y'all. Just pray for me and vote for me on Facebook.
Yes, we'll definitely pray for you.
Thank you. Yeah, because somebody put in a prayer for you today, Callie, because I sure was stalking your page. I was like, let her come on the air today and don't share the motherfucking link. Boy, we going to have problems.
Yeah, and you know, that's funny.
I actually
sent the prayer up for Kelly Girl Dog. You know, I told God, you know, to tell Satan to take his flame off her head. somebody, you know, I told God to tell Satan to take his flame off her head, bro. Cause that shit, you know, she looked like, you know,
thanks.
Mars. You know, I think they said Mars was gonna be visible soon. I think they might be talking about Kelly girl gonna be on top of the building or something. I don't know, but yeah, you know, just make sure you know what you're looking at. You know,
big old red head.
Oh, lava lamp head ass. No,
oh my God.
You want to drive Satan out of her building? Just let her make one of her motherfucking dishes of macaroni and hot dogs and Kool-Aid drink. You dig? And serve it up.
Yeah,
hey, hey. Fucking microwave beanie weenies, boy. They don't know about them. No.
Right. Oh, exorcist
fucking
ass.
Beanie weenies.
Exorcist.
You guys are too much.
No.
Beanie
I'm
weenies,
playing.
Man.
We know Challenger, you know we not playing. It is what it is.
Yeah. So, well, my surprise is supposed to be calling in now. If that person don't call in, then we'll try tomorrow. But that person is supposed to call in. So, just I don't know what number, but well, it is what it is.
Okay. That's what it do. Like I said, it probably was that person that called in earlier. They dipped out, but hopefully they'll call back. You know, that's what it be sometimes. You know, sometimes.
Right.
You know, sometimes. People, they call in, they be, like, expecting us to be
talking. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
All
we
the
are
time.
On.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Sorry. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
that's
can hear you now.
Button.
Well, damn. Yeah, tell me what you're saying. Hold on. Shit. Y'all can do deals without talking. Shit. I'm just saying.
I'm going to order my shirt, and I want that shirt. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. If found, please return to Monsters Radio, and I want that damn shirt. And I'm going to pay for it, and that's the shirt I want. Please and thank you.
That's cool. You can get a please return to MonstersRadio.com t-shirt. You dig? You're more than welcome. Just give us 2 days to change our address, and, you know, we'll be good. Now I would have.
Change the address? No, that's you can't change the address. Then they
yeah,
then
they
can't return
your
me.
Ass back over. Here. Right. So, all right, we're gonna check in over here. Cause we got a caller. This could be a surprise caller, but I just wanted to say, I would have been sent you a shirt, a Monstrous Radio shirt. You can get it online. Go check them out at monstrousradio.com.
No wonder I couldn't find
but,
it.
Yeah, some people, they be having me order shirts, and then they don't pick them motherfuckers up, and I be sitting here, and I fuck around, you wait too long, I'll wear your shirt. You dig? Now, I just bought my own damn shirt. It is what it is.
Damn.
And some of y'all, I can't even fit y'all size. You dig? Fuck around, have me a motherfucking, a 90 in this bitch. You dig? I'm just saying. So, yeah.
I'm just saying, do you have it in a hoodie?
They're in hoodies. I don't know if you can afford them, but they're in hoodies.
How much,
we got hoodies.
How much you selling
the
hoodie for? How much
you
selling
the hoodies
for?
Are like $69. You dig? I'm just saying.
Okay, no problem.
God,
I'm just
saying.
How much is t-shirt?
We'll talk about it later. We're going to go over here and
okay.
check and see if this person is your special call. You dig? See what's
I don't
going
know.
Down.
We'll see.
Okay. 843-269. Who we got on Monstrous Radio? Hello. It's a Monstrous Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? It's your boy Tony King, a.k.a. International Rock Boy Hustle.
Hey.
I don't know about no surprise caller, but if you surprised to hear you, boy, I'm surprised to be on this shit. What's happening?
Oh, really, boy? What up, boy?
I know, huh?
Hold up. I hear Jay Dirty in the house. I hear Jay Dirty.
Yes, yeah, Jay Dirty's in the house. Where else would he
bro?
Be?
Hey, look here, let me go ahead and tell you right now before, I don't know what y'all talking about, I just got a message, the radio show started, my bad for being late, I still got my VIP spot, I hope.
Yeah.
Nope, we're deducting your pay.
Nah,
oh, really?
Pay. I've been dealing with motherfucking police all day, fucking. They just left, you feel me? So my apologies, I've been on the radio since, like while y'all was talking, I was saying it. Out loud, so now I'm getting looked at real funny, and they still looking at me. The police, drive the fuck off. I don't give a fuck. You can't arrest me for freedom of motherfucking speech. Eastside, Trace 5-7, Crip Gang, bitch. Do something. That's how a nigga feel right now. Fuck the police. God damn it. I ain't feeling.
Wait
hey,
a minute, Jesus.
I'm,
wait
hey,
a minute,
I'm
Jesus.
Hyped. Hold on. I'm
we
hyped.
Need a prayer for
I'm hyped right now. Y'all gotta excuse
man.
Me. I've been. That's
man.
You know what I'm saying.
Man, what would Jesus do, man?
Jesus would do the same thing. Jesus would do the same thing because for years Jesus watched the police fuck over people. That's why he would do the same thing. He would get in here and he would put some Sperry's on and he probably wear Gucci for this bitch and be like, fuck the police. I do not
put that holy foot right twice the butt cheek.
Hey, look, I do not mean to disrespect Jesus, but Jesus has always been cool in my book. And he gave me the humor that I got. He gave me the humor that I got. But one thing Jesus did not give me, tolerance to deal with the motherfucking police. He did not give me that. So I don't fucks with him. I'm sorry. Y'all got to excuse my language. I'm a little hostile. I'm about to go take me a few shots and see if I can mellow out. But fuck the police. That's how a nigga feeling right now. At this very second, they just pulled off, so a nigga is good. I ain't going to jail tonight, and that's all hood and my shit.
Hey,
still,
hey,
this
boy wild.
I need to hear that little Bootsy track. The Fed, fuck them. DA, fuck them. Brooklyn,
narcotics.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't need that heat in our streets, so we all scream. Fuck the police. That's how a nigga is feeling right now.
Bro.
I'm on it.
That's one
I'm
of them
sorry.
Tracks that it sounds really bad, but that's one of them tracks, bro. I still spin that bitch in the club.
What
gets the club going, bro. And
yo, What sounds bad about it? It only sounds bad to them because they wear in the uniform. It sounds great to us because we looking at some of you motherfuckers like y'all ain't even built like that, but y'all acting like super niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got a badge and a gun. What did Bootsy say? What did Bootsy say? Tell somebody, please tell me what Bootsy said. Without that badge, you were bitch in the hair.
Bitch in the hair.
Hey.
Without that badge, you were bitch in the hair.
Your daughter
getting penetrated by a drug dealer right now.
Exactly. I think it's safe. Exactly. I saw state property.
One time
Hold on.
One time I played it, right, and the club was jumping so hard. The police.
They shut y'all down.
Nope. The police was in the corner, mean-mugging the fuck out of me. At the DJ booth.
Yeah.
All I could do was look back at him and shrug my shoulders like, what the fuck you going to do?
I'm saying
yourself right now, what the fuck you going
to
do?
Not
yeah.
a motherfucking thing.
So, yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Right.
See, that's the thing. They get in their little squad cars, three deep or whatever, and they roll up on one single black man. Oh, you feel like such a nigga right now. Oh, God. Look, watch him flex on it. And watch him flex on it. And watch these middle fingers go up and these nuts dropping them foreheads. Fuck the police. That's how he is feeling right now.
I will tell you this, though, bro, on some boss man shit, right? You know, I don't really like the police neither, but I ain't going to say fuck them all, right, bro? Cause I just got pulled over the other damn day. You know, got a dude was pretty damn cool. He just took my damn license or whatever, ran it. He was like, all right, you know, the speed limit's this through here, whatever. You know, slow it down a little bit. He let me get on my way, bro. Cool motherfucker, dog. Didn't act like an asshole. But sometimes it's cool to have a damn policeman on your payroll, bro. Not on no snitching shit or nothing like that. But, you know, if you're a boss, you got to have connections.
I dig. Hey, it's like this. It's strictly like this right here. It's not all of them because I got family members that are police. And I don't. I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I crack beers with them niggas, but we talk. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the boss man status go, I personally got a free car dealing with the police because all I had to do was hand him a VIN number. He gave me the information back. I hollered at this man. This man said, I don't even know where that car at, but he get a title with the keys. Do what you please. So guess what I did with that free car? I flipped that shit and got them 3 G's. So to the ones that I don't like, fuck the police. Fuck the police. That's how I'm feeling right now. It ain't all of them.
Yeah.
You're right. It ain't all of them. So You know what my thing is? It's the ones that grew up. It's the ones that grew up being bitches and still ain't shit but bitches. So the only way that they can feel like they get their arousal off properly is to come fuck with people that's trying to make our own monopoly. That's how I feel.
Because there is two kinds of cops. People don't understand that there are two kinds of cops. There's one kind of cop that's like the real superhero, you dig, that's not really out to lock you up. They just want, you know, motherfuckers not out there terrorizing other motherfucking families and da-da-da-da-da-da. Then there's the people that are on power struggles, and the only way they can feel dominant over other people is to be in a power job. Now, if they wasn't a police, they'd be a security guard. If they weren't a security guard, they'd be some fucked up ass supervisor in some office building. You dig?
Well, them the ones, we call them crackers down here.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Somebody, hey, one of your viewers might have an opinion about me, but I'm going to say it anyway. That's exactly why the fuck I ain't working under nobody's shit right now, because them, fuck them. What's a boss but a nigga in a cheap suit, goddamn? Exactly. What's a boss but a nigga in a cheap suit? You got to excuse my language. I'm still kind of high dialing. That drink ain't kick in yet. But back to business, right? See, I'm still on tour, and I posted on my Facebook a little video, and you know, I told my viewers that in a couple of hours I would, you know, name my location of my next tour, because this is business and this is music. So for anybody out there that supports my freestyle battles and are waiting for my demos and my mixtapes to drop, I'm going to go ahead and release my location right now. I am currently standing in Jacksonville, North Carolina, home of the Marine Corps base. I have not been in this city in 5 years since I caught my first charge.
Damn.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm hostile, because I only been here for a couple of hours and got to deal with this shit. That's why I'm hot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I felt like I was going to get some kind of a halfway of a welcome back. I ain't even get that.
Right.
I got to deal with these motherfuckers. Then it just turned out to be one of the corniest motherfuckers ever. Nah, I'm not from here at all. I'm from California. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Rialto, California. I was born in California. I was raised in Philadelphia, and I grew up in South Carolina. So I got the best of three coasts, and I call that shit South Caledelphia. Look out for the album after the mixtape.
Oh, really?
South Caledelphia.
Hey,
South Caledelphia,
bro.
South Caledelphia, South Caledelphia, South Caledelphia.
And King.
I feel though.
King.
What's that?
Please don't be posting no damn pictures of some damn spiders.
That was a big ass spider.
Ain't
this
a big?
Yes, that shit was.
Hey,
I couldn't go back to sleep.
Ma'am.
Because
I'm sorry
of
about that.
I ain't looking
hey,
at your shit in the middle of the night.
Hey, check this out. The thing about that spider was, I looked at the video after you posted that, and I was like, yeah, that shit do. It looked creepy on the video, but it don't look as big. See, in person, that shit was huge. You should have seen it. It looked like a testicle.
Fuck them creepy motherfuckers, dog. Keep them creepy around me, boy. If you want to know something that'll make me sober up and get right, dog, put a spider around me, bitch. No matter how big or small, I don't fuck with them creepy eight-legged, eight-eyed motherfuckers. They are from Satan, Jesus. I don't play with them, but nah, hell nah. Damn,
I
that's
play
I
with
that shit was scary as a motherfucker.
But nah, it was a situation. We was at a rest stop, you know what I'm saying? And I stepped out. I should have had a shirt on. It was cold as shit, too. But nah, all it was, you know, I saw it, and I, you know, I was in my zone. I ain't gonna tell y'all what substance I was under the influence of, but it was quite a few of them. But when it came down to it, I looked in the tree I looked in the tree and I saw this big spider, and I was like, yo, the world needs to see that we got animals that exist on Earth like this, yo. that's how, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
so I'm not sure if it was my inner conscience that made me record that, or if it was like the music hype that, you know, I just got to post some kind of video, or if it was just the fact that I was just that fucked up that I just really had to do some shit. But the world needed to see that spider at that hour. And I knew motherfuckers were
going to rebuke them.
That's what I do. Now I'm going to have to go to your page and find this motherfucking monstrous spider. You dig? And post it inside the Monstrous Radio group.
Damn
so
right.
Everybody can see this monstrous ass spider. All right.
Hell
damn
yeah.
It.
Nah, that shit's huge, dog. It didn't look that big on film, I promise you. In real life, like, matter of fact, take three of your knuckles and make a fist and just hold up three of your knuckles, and that's how big it was, real rap. Not exaggerating, because when I first saw it, I was like, that's an awfully big spider, or am I just that hot? But I held my hand up beside it and made a fist, and it the spider was big as three knuckles. I was like, wow, this is a huge spider. The world need to see this.
That's one thing about the South, bro. We got them fucking wood spiders and wood roaches down here. Them bitches be bigger. They country motherfucking animal, dog. They cornbread bitch for real. They bigger than a motherfucker down here, dog. They ain't plugging,
yeah.
But they bigger than shit, though.
On the way down here, of course, you know, I'm just leaving the East Coast, Mama. My tour was Maryland,
Philadelphia and New York. Of course, I didn't get to see New York due to some legal issues and everything, but I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? But my tour consisted of that. Now I am in the South on a whole nother tour, you know, but it don't stop. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna post up right here for a little while because I found that, and this is for anybody who's trying to make some dollars. Because like I said, I hadn't been here in 5 years, so I'm just now finding out the disappointment in this city. Every club in this city is shut down, minus two. One of them is the Knucklehead Club. That's where all the young cats go. The other one is the 25 and up club. Now, some people say you only need two clubs in this city. This is a city full of Marines and money. So anybody trying to invest in the club and need some hot promotion or anything, if I get to it first, fuck it. But if somebody is listening and they planning on investing in something and got a want some sure enough money, come to Jacksonville, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of bread out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's talent out here too, and it's opportunity for growth. You know what I'm saying? And this is based off of the few hours that I've been here and got to travel around.
Oh, really?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's for anybody that's listening that wants to, you know, navigate and come up. Because I'm not going to tell you how, but I plan on coming up on a few dollars, and I'm going to throw something out there like, fuck it. That's how I feel.
Okay. Well, shit, you get it established. Hopefully, you know what I mean, we can come down there as a radio network, you know what I mean? Even hopefully I can get Jay Dirty to come up from Georgia. Now, he's going to be walking around like Bubble Boy, so don't nobody get to you did.
Exactly.
But I think that would be a hell of an event, you know what I mean? Just come down and do some promo, you know what I mean?
Well, what city are you in, boss man?
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Travel, dog. Hey, what's it? If it's like that, let me ask you a question. I don't know. We might need to talk off the radio station, but I'm going to ask you on the radio station just to give you food for thought. There's a city in Florence, South Carolina, called Florence. And Florence has this nice setup for a radio station. And prior to me getting introduced to this publication, I was already trying to do what you're doing. But there's no sense in doing what you're doing if I'm already part of what you're doing. So I'm thinking expansion. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How that sound?
Okay. You talking my language.
Okay, then. We might need to speak outside the book. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So I guess as soon as you get off of here or whatnot, hit me up on the book, send me your number. I'm going to text you back my number, and then you just hit me when you got time, whether it be tonight or tomorrow, whenever you got time.
Man, I ain't been to sleep in 4 days. I doubt if I'm going to sleep tonight, too, man. I helped my sister move in her apartment yesterday and drove straight from there. As soon as we got done, I drove straight from Maryland all the way down here to the Marine Corps base. I ain't been to sleep yet in 3 days.
Kevin, you got some folks with you, bro? You solo out there, bitch?
Huh?
you got some folks with you, or you solo riding around?
Well, right now I'm kind of solo, but like I said, I hadn't been here in 5 years. I still got some kind of pull. I got in contact with. Dirty, since you brought it up, let me show you exactly what the game is like in my world. Because a lot of people be like, "Man, Tony King ain't shit. Tony King ain't shit." And you're right. In your eyes, I ain't shit. But let me explain to you the shit that I get into when I move around. I have only been here for 8 hours. I have established one of the old females that I used to kick it with. I now have a vehicle. I'm chilling with my brother, and I'm still screaming, fuck the police, and I'm broke as fuck. And look at all that. Look, and it ain't cost me a dollar to do none of this shit. So, yeah, I ain't shit, but I make shit happen by what? Showing the fuck up. So, boom.
Hey. Yeah, I'm the king of ain't shit, homie. I got you.
Shit, I grind for mine.
Well, really, I respect it. I like to see that these motherfuckers right here, like Tony, dog, we need more motherfuckers like this. I swear.
Well, hey, I'm sorry, dog. I was cut from a cloth in the 80s, and they don't make them like this no more. They make them bitch made now. They make them to where they want titties and shit now. They don't make
with
them like
vagina.
Me. They don't make them thoroughbred.
They make them with vagina.
Exactly. They don't make them thoroughbred no more. I hadn't heard of a thoroughbred since my grade.
Well, real rap. On that note, we are at the end of the show, so we're going to go ahead and do some shout-out. So, all right, we'll start out with the lady. I guess we don't got one, so we'll go with Cali Girl. You guys,
Cali Girl.
You know what? Shut up.
Cali Girl. Cali Girl, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. You lucky I love your ass. Otherwise, it'll be on between me and you.
No, you only like me because I'm light skinned.
Wait a minute.
I like light skinned men, dark skinned men. It don't matter. As long as they chocolate, I'm good.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, fuck it then. All right. It's cool. Don't play. Oh, don't play it, dog. Fuck all that, man.
She got a coffee high.
Man, damn the coffee, bro. Damn the coffee.
What, you tear up
black coffee, no sugar, no. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Ain't that a bitch?
Come on, girl, when we start fighting this bitch, you got to shout out.
Shout out to everybody. We will be on tomorrow. Make sure you show up.
All right.
And
I'll
we'll
be there.
Decide if we'll let you on.
I'll be there.
Okay. Take over to
you. I'll make sure you come.
What you got? What you got for us, Mr. International King?
Fuck the police. Nah, let me shout out the Monsters. I want to shout out the Dirty, Cali Girl, Monsters himself, you know what I'm saying? Business is business, politics as usual, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm going to send a shout out. He probably can't hear me. I'm not sure if he called in, but I told him to. I already put him up on game, but this is my brother. I'm here with him right now. I'm only here to support him through this bullshit he going on. This is not to all women, but some of y'all ain't shit. And right now, he going through it with an ain't shit-ass bitch. So I want to shout out to my brother because he holding his composure. He holding his composure. He ain't choked this hoe. He ain't cry one time. He ain't even spaz out. And he in there handling his business with his daughter right now. And he being real about his and his bitch.
Right.
Oh, my God. As soon as this shit is over with, y'all might not hear from me for a while. I'm not going to say why, but you can kind of guess why. I got a lot of animosity just being here in a couple of hours. You dig?
Right.
If you couldn't find Waldo in the book, you ain't going to find me. Good luck.
That's what it is. Get a hold of Mr. International King before he got to do his 30 days. It is what it is. What you got for us, Jay Dirty?
I got this here, bro. I mean, hey, shout out to Nobody. That's my dog. And I'm talking about, and, you know, fuck my Facebook, fuck my Twitter, fuck my Instagram, dog. You can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you really want to find me, do the work, motherfucker. I'm not giving you a direct line. I don't know you like that, but appreciate the love anyway. Now stroke on that, motherfucker. Yeah, that's all I got.
That
I ain't shit, Peppers, but I mean well.
They're gonna be the only person on tour talking about all you motherfuckers against the wall into your pockets. I mean, make sure you ain't got no bats, no pencils, no weapons, no da da. So I can get up here and feel comfortable and do my motherfucking thing. Get it?
And don't stare at me longer than 2 seconds, or I'm gonna come over there and highlight you, Pepper, because I don't do the staring. No, sir, Reebok.
Don't do it.
And the part make it so bad, his music is so good, you're gonna fuck around and get to your pockets. It look dirty. I ain't got shit on me. Come on, bro. Just do the show. Just do the show. It is what it is. I'm E-Monster. You know how I do. I send shouts out to everybody who participates in the show. You dig? Not only the people who like our links today, but that also share them. One love out to y'all motherfuckers. For real, for real. You dig? So, all right, y'all. Y'all do what y'all do. Don't forget, we're here tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. You can call in, promote whatever in the hell you do. If you in the movie, you're an actor, you're a pimp, you want to promote your hoes, I really don't give a damn. You dig? Tuesday night is the night to do it, and we won't send you a bill. So, all right, check us out tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. Just remember, some of y'all motherfuckers go out and kick it on Monday. So if you go out tonight, don't forget, do not drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. It is what it is. Monsters Radio. We out this bitch.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, you good. I was going to say something. I hit you up off the book.
Okay.